Good evening. Am I speaking with Kay?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Elliott Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problem facing our nation and local communities. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Where are you calling from?
The name of the company is Opinion Research, which is a national opinion research company. We are running a survey on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Elliott Craft Workers, sir.
Okay.
How many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
About 4 years.
Four, okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade? What do you do in the trade? Bricklayer, stone mason, cement mason, what do you do?
Bricklayer.
Bricklayer, thank you. On the last job that you work on, were you a foreman, a journeyman, or a level mechanic, an apprentice, finisher or helper, or an improver?
A journeyman.
Journeyman, okay. Yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed? That is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft?
Currently working.
Over the past 12 months, you've been working constantly?
Yes.
Or you've been out of work? Okay, so 0 weeks then.
Yeah.
Have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
None.
Okay. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Yes.
More, fewer, or the same number?
Same number.
Same, okay. Do you get the sense there are more union construction projects, fewer construction union construction projects, or about the same number as they were this time last year?
About the same.
Same, very well. Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes.
Yes, there are enough, okay.
Yeah.
Thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No, I don't think so.
No steward, okay. Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Yourself? No, okay. Thinking about the last job on which you work, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, privately, through your state or local government, or do you not know?
I do not know.
No. Oh, okay. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
I think about the same.
Same, all right. Moving on quickly. Looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Probably the same.
Same, all right. Switching gears a bit. Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Are you concerned about dust and air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or have you no real safety concerns?
Careless people.
Careless people, okay. That's a big one. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
About three.
You have attended a meeting in the last 1 month, in person or online?
Oh, the last one or not?
Did you attend in person or online, sir, the union meeting?
In person.
In person, thank you. For each of the following, please tell me if you had participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Have you done any political canvassing in the last 12 months, yes or no?
No.
Any union organizing in the last 12 months?
No.
And any picketing in the last 12 months, have you done that?
No.
No, okay. Moving on quickly. In the last 1 month, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Regularly.
Regularly, thank you. Okay, changing subjects to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. And the sources are the internet or social media, radio, cable news, local TV news programming, print or online newspapers, and friends and neighbors. Which one is the main source of news for you, sir?
Internet
and social media, okay. And the, after the internet, which one will be second?
I'm not sure.
Radio, cable news, local TV news, print, newspapers, cable, okay. I'm just trying to get them in order from the one that you use the most to the one you use the least. After the cable news, could it be radio, local TV, newspapers, or friends and neighbors?
Newspaper.
Newspapers, okay. After newspapers, could it be radio or local TV?
Local TV.
Local TV. And after that, could it be radio or friends and neighbors?
Neighbor and friends.
Okay, so the last one would be radio then.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm almost done, sir. This one is tricky, but we got it all done.
Okay.
Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Jobs and the economy, foreign policy, immigration, support for labor unions, the environment, healthcare, education, or something else. Which one is most important to you?
Jobs
in the economy.
Yeah.
As you may know, the BAC, or the International Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, supports the application of the Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
No, okay. See, the Davis, as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federal elected officials support it?
I'm not sure about that one.
So, okay, not sure.
Yeah, not sure.
All right. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I don't know about that one either.
Don't know, okay. That's all right, sir. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or the GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The United.
United Auto Workers, okay. And would you say you're supporting much more or you're supporting just somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. Almost done. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall, do you approve or disapprove?
I don't know what that means.
All right. Don't know?
No,
all right.
Yeah, don't know.
Sure. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done on healthcare?
Yeah, I'm not up there on those, so I don't know the answer to it.
Don't know. Very well. If you just tell me, we continue. On foreign affairs, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done?
I don't know.
On immigration, do you approve or disapprove?
I don't know that.
Don't know. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done on support for labor unions?
I don't know.
And approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden has done on the economy?
I don't know. I don't know about the economy.
Don't know. Very well, that's fair enough. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
I don't know.
All right. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Yes, you are. I know it's a still long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
50-50.
If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
I don't know yet.
Okay. Yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Yes or no? Do you find it useful to receive that information?
Yes.
Thank you. And turning back to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. How would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Thank you, sir. And in your own words, how could the union best improve its representation and service? What could they do, in your own words, to improve its representation and service?
I don't know that question.
Remember, there's no right or wrong answer. Anything that you feel they should do better, you can tell me, and I just entered it here.
I don't know what will be good at the moment.
Okay.
Maybe more training, I guess.
More training?
Yes.
Okay, I think they should improve. At more just give me one moment.
Okay,
when I'm entering, tell me if it's close enough to what you think. If it's not, I will change it. I think they need to improve and add more training to get new people in the trade.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on? The one thing they should concentrate on to better for the benefit of all the members.
Maybe the more of the health benefit.
Okay, so get better health benefit for the members.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Health benefits. All right. What I got is, I think they should concentrate on improving health benefits for all the members. Would that be good enough?
Yeah, that's good.
Very well. Let's start wrapping things up. Almost done. For each of, what is your preferred way to receive information from the union, sir? Union meetings, email, job site, regular mail, or text?
Maybe email and text.
Which one do you prefer, email or text?
Text would be nice.
Text, very well. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
About 4 times a year.
4 times a year.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask you a few questions for the statistical purposes so we can end the survey. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
I don't really consider any at the moment.
Okay. So you don't consider yourself neither Democrat nor Republican?
Yeah, neither.
Okay. So what should I call? Okay. So just that, you don't have a preference right now?
Yeah, no preference.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic Party or the Republican Party in general?
Maybe Democrat.
Democratic Party, okay. Just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race, please?
No preference.
No, what is your race? Caucasian, Black or African American, Latino, Asian, or Native American?
Asian,
thank you. Finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Okay.
Thank you. Just verifying, I already got that name by them. It needs to be recorded. Thank you, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you, sir, much for your participation. Have a good night.
You too.